Fayetteville residents and visitors are now required to wear face masks in most indoor public places following a unanimous city council vote last night.
Kara, would you please call the roll?
Scroggin?
Yes.
Bunch?
Yes.
Herr?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Gutierrez?
Yes.
Marsh?
Yes.
Pinion?
Yes.
Eddie?
Yes.
The city council also passed an emergency clause that makes the mandatory mask rule effective immediately. The ordinance, which was sponsored by Alderman Matthew Petty, requires anyone in the public portion of a business to wear a face covering or be turned away. That comes with some exceptions, including when people are eating, drinking, or exercising, or in small group settings in which a distance of 6 feet can be achieved. The mask policy also doesn't apply to outdoor settings unless social distancing is not possible. Businesses will also have to post signs on their doors instructing customers to wear their masks. The council also allocated $100,000 from the city's emergency fund to be used to buy masks to give businesses or public safety employees to provide residents and visitors who don't have them. And while those residents and visitors will not be subject to penalties for not wearing masks, businesses that willfully neglect the ordinance could be subject to the city's standard penalty, which includes a citation and a fine of up to $500. Since the start of the outbreak in March, Governor Asa Hutchinson has encouraged Arkansans to wear masks, but has not issued any mandates requiring the measure. Ahead of the city council vote, Fayetteville Mayor Lionel Jordan said he has tried working within the confines of the state's response to the pandemic.
At the end of the day, the top priority we have to do is be sure that citizens are kept safe. We were elected to make decisions. We were elected to do what we thought was right. And I remember when we did the LGBTQ ordinance, we were challenged by the state. Our tree preservation ordinance has been challenged by the state. Our sign ordinance has been challenged by the state.
City Attorney Kit Williams told the council that the measure likely exceeds the city's authority since directives from the state give the governor and secretary of health sole authority over all restrictions on commerce. Council members, including Alderman Kyle Smith, acknowledged that limitation on authority, but said passing the ordinance was the right thing to do given the recent weeks-long surge in cases of COVID-19 across Northwest Arkansas.
The right thing is all we've been asking from our state government, and it's what they've been failing to provide for us. This isn't choosing to go it alone for Fayetteville. We've been left alone in Northwest Arkansas to fend for ourselves. This is choosing to lead. This is hopefully choosing to lead our other Northwest Arkansas neighbors, because we are all in this together.
Alderman Smith says he wants to encourage other cities in the region to consider similar measures to protect all the residents who live and travel throughout the area.